And the next item is written by Peter Clark, and this is entitled Reminiscences of a Village Ancient. I look forward to the eventual opening of the relief road, apparently now sometime next year. It should make Oxford Road much quieter and a relief for a busy road as it passes the school. Meanwhile, I drive around the 1,000-plus new houses of what might be termed New Benson and wish the householders every happiness in those new buildings. Meanwhile, readers might be interested in that area west of Littleworth Road from a historical aspect. Up until the Second World War, it was hunted over by the South Oxfordshire Hunt. I hope they enjoyed it, but could never quite see the point of hunting a fox, even if it was a colourful part of a bygone England. The only exception being when a fox got into my grandfather's chicken run. It killed most of the chickens in an act of wanton pleasure. Now to the 1940s, when I was an infant at our primary school. On the corner of Littleworth Road and Oxford Road, there was an enormous elm tree. Further west were more elms, and the roundabout by McDonald's used to be known as the Elm Tree Roundabout. Sadly, since the Dutch elm disease, these have disappeared from the English countryside. Equally sadly, after the introduction of myxomatosis, rabbits have virtually disappeared. Since retiring back to Benson 35 years ago, two matters of interest. Instead of houses, there was an attempt to dig up all the gravel in that area. It was met with a great deal of resistance, and a movement called CAGE, Campaign Against Gravel Extraction, was ultimately successful. Many regretted this, for we would by now have had a great lake similar to the ones north of Dorchester, instead of 1,000 houses. Secondly, a personal note. I used to be an enthusiastic game shooter. Where Benson House now cares for people, a colony of rabbits had survived myxomatosis. My wife's rabbit pies were delicious and remain a happy memory. I shot pheasant where the BP garage is, and there was always a couple of coveys of pet partridges in the fields west of Littleworth Road. Finally, my Springer Spaniel would occasionally put up a couple of mallard ducks out of the stream that flows past McDonald's. Gosh, what a lot has happened in my near 90 years. But my final comment is that I simply don't understand why there is no general store amongst all those new houses. If I was 70 years younger, I think I would try to start one. It would surely prosper.